USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller will be going before lawmakers today. Mueller will testify in back-to-back hearings of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. He's regarded a reluctant witness, saying his roughly 400-page written report should speak for itself. President Trump repeating his claim that the former special counsel found no collusion in his Russia probe. The president making the comments during a conservative teen summit in D.C. yesterday, where he also had a message for gun owners, saying of Democrats,
they are in the process of trying to take your arms away.
50,000 Cape Cod residents in Massachusetts still without power after a rare EF1 tornado touches down yesterday. The National Weather Service says it had winds of 110 miles an hour and tore the roof off a hotel. No one was injured. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mark Esper sworn in yesterday as the new Secretary of Defense. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito giving him the oath of office in the Oval Office, after which Esper thanked President Trump for bolstering the military.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership, and we stand ready today to take on any challenge. And while our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines stand guard each and every day, we will ensure their families are well taken care of.
The Archdiocese of New York is agreeing to a settlement in a case involving two sisters from the Bronx who say they were sexually abused by a well-known priest. The two say the late Monsignor Charles McDonough began molesting them when they were seven in the early 1970s. A piece of music history on the auction block, Lucille. The guitar of the late blues legend B.B. King will go up for bid in September. It's valued between $80,000 and $100,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The bill to extend the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund through 2092, essentially making it permanent, finally gets passed by the Senate. That was the final legislative approval, and now it only needs the president's signature. Advocate and comedian John Stewart says the nation owes this to first responders who became ill after working at Ground Zero.
I'm hopeful that today begins the process of being able to heal without the burden of having to advocate.
The president expected to sign that bill on Friday. Reports are Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello will resign today after more than a week of protests calling for him to step down. That after publication of messages between Rossello and his closest advisors, which included jokes about Hurricane Maria victims and homophobic comments. Air pollution contributed to more than 30,000 U.S. deaths in 2015, the most recent year they have the data for the new study that was just released in the journal PLOS Medicine. Researchers looked at air quality trends from hundreds of monitoring stations nationwide and compared the data with deaths that could be linked to pollution. They found the greatest links to low-income and less educated areas of population. And if weather permits, Cape Canaveral will see a launch of a Falcon 9 rocket tonight, the beginning of a mission to resupply the International Space Station. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.